Time once again for the Moment of Science Word of the Day. The word of the day, please.
Today's word of the day is spandrel.
Spandrel. You mean that little dog?
That's spaniel. This is spandrel.
I don't think I know what a spandrel is, and yet I know all things about science. How can this be?
It's because spandrel is a term from architecture. Imagine a dome that's held up by four arches, the way it's done in cathedrals. When you do this, you wind up with some leftover space between each arch. That's a spandrel. Nobody planned for that extra space to be there, but if you're going to put a dome on top of four arches, you'll always have it. Since it was there, people started painting angels in the leftover space, and it became one of the nicest parts of many cathedrals. Biologist Stephen Jay Gould used the term spandrel to express something that happens in evolution all the time. He gave the example of the Irish elk. It had enormous antlers. To hold up those huge antlers, it developed big spines on the vertebrae at its shoulders. This made a hump on the animal's back. The hump later became useful as a mating device. Bigger humps were sexy. But the hump wasn't developed in order to attract mates. It was just a byproduct of having big antlers. Later on, since it was already there, it developed into other uses as well. That's a spandrel.
This Moment of Science came from Indiana University, with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research, and Tex Tillery Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's homes since 1979.
Today's program was prepared by William Oram. We'd like to have your comments and ideas for future programs. Our email is amos@indiana.edu. For a Moment of Science, I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.